The breath is food for the mind. The mind goes around looking for food all the time, out of sight, sound, smells, taste, tactile sensations, ideas. About other people's feelings about you, you feed on those, you feel on your feelings for other people. And a lot of the food is junk food. You wolf it down and it just makes you more hungry. When you're bringing the mind to the breath, or you're giving it good food, healthy food. And as is often the case, when someone is really used to junk food, it takes a long time to get used to health food and realize that it is food and it is nourishing. It nourishes all the good parts of the mind. So this is why we have to make the breath as comfortable as possible and learn how to take some interest and learn how to enjoy the process of exploring the breath. When you learn how to feed on this, then you look at your old feeding habits and you begin to realize that they're not nearly as attractive as they used to be. And at the same time, good qualities of the mind are being strengthened, because the real food for the mind is not so much the breath, it's qualities of mindfulness, starting first with conviction, the fact that your actions really do make a difference. You want to be convinced of that. And then persistence, mindfulness, concentration, discernment, all these things are food that provide energy for the mind. When the mind has these strengths and doesn't need its old food so much anymore, and it doesn't have to depend on things being just this way or just that way, it's the mind that always says, well, this has to be like that and that has to be like this. That people are really fussy about how their surroundings are, how their circumstances are. Those are the weak people. It's the strong people who can stand to be in any place, in any situation, because they have their own internal food, their own internal source of well-being and nourishment. This is one of the things we develop as we meditate, is a sense of inner strength and ability to put up with all kinds of situations and be happy in all kinds of situations, because we carry our inner strength around with us.